8:52 here on the Mighty 690, and we've heard from the students from Field Kinley already this morning. Now it's time to hear from the superintendent of USD 445, Dr. Correll. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good to have you on here, and yeah, I'm doing great. And big game last night, of course.
Big game. We're all feeling pretty good this morning about the Chiefs win last
night. Right. Well, everyone about our sports director. So, he's from Ohio, so he still hasn't gotten into the groove yet.
There you go.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
But hey, we have a meeting coming up tonight.
We do. It's our monthly meeting tonight at 6:15 Ellis at the Board of Education office at 5 p.m.
Yeah. So anything sticking out on the agenda as we get take a look at this here?
Well, it does look a fairly lengthy agenda this evening. Some of that is just some of the run-of-the-mill things that we typically approve this time of year. I will be providing a legislative update tonight.
Did you go to the SCK Day on the Hill there?
Yes, okay, I did. Yes. Okay. So a lot of things going on in Topeka. Couple of bills out there that we're a little concerned with when it comes to public education. The school voucher bill is one of those that would essentially take and give those funds that typically go toward education to the students who are currently enrolled in private schools across our state. And so the Board of Education will be voting tonight on a resolution just really expressing their opposition to that bill. That bill is House Bill 2218, if anybody feels like looking that up and reading what the actual bill has to say. Another one that just came to my attention recently, and I don't have a lot of information on it, is House Bill 2224, I believe. And it changes the length of the school year and the time that students are in session. So a little concerning to me, but add about 4.5 weeks to the school year for students at an 8-hour day, so it would increase the time in school every day, and then extend that a month and about 4.5 weeks.
How long is the school day right now?
Students are typically in school about 7 hours. I mean, they arrive right before 8 and let out, but depending on the school you're in, between 3 and 3:15.
Well, and that's just the academic day. I mean, that does not include extracurriculars and that sort of thing, correct?
True. So I really don't know what parents would think of that. The bill provides two options. That is one, which adds 4.5 weeks and extends the day to 8 hours a day. The other one would actually shorten the school year by almost 2 months, but require students to go 10 hours a day at 4 days a week. So, very interesting. And again, I have very little information on the bill itself. I don't know if it's even been heard in committee.
Sure. Well, and this is the time of year a lot of bills are just going in, you know, a lot of new people just throwing them at the wall.
It's about all I can do to keep up with them. And going back to 2218, the school voucher bill, that did pass out of the K-12 Education Budget Committee just last week. So it will be going to the House and Senate floor. So we'll have more information on that. We'll be speaking about that a little bit more at tonight's meeting. But that is something that we do oppose. We don't believe that the public funds should be going to private schools and to homeschool, and that's just what those do. So a little discussion about that, and we'll just kind of go from there. It is early in the session, so it's hard to tell what these bills will actually do as they play out.
Sure. But no, it's good to, you know, be able to keep track on that. And it's also neat that we had all that representation, you know, in Topeka this past, you know, several days ago to be able to meet with legislatures and everything.
Right.
And
it's always good to keep those lines of communication open both ways.
That's great. Anything else that's sticking out to you on this?
One of the reports tonight, we'll be reporting on teacher licensure. As many of you know, we've had a teacher shortage, not just in Kansas, but really across the nation. And so there's been some universities that are really trying to be creative on how we can get these teachers or get students licensed. And it really has become a process, and different colleges have some different ways of doing this. So we're really just shoring that up for our own good to make sure that we have a policy and procedure in place that helps track those teachers and where they're at, you know, when it comes to licensure.
Sure. And I'm sure that you have some, you know, relationship with, you know, there's various the teachers' colleges,
yes,
you know, like Emporia, I believe. And then, of course, K-State has the program I'm familiar with, at least.
Yes. So. And Wichita State has been a very good one as far as the ATAP program, which is teacher apprenticeship program, which allows students a different avenue to get their courses and get their licensure, which has been a big help for us in Coffeyville, as well as many other school districts. But just establishing ways that we track that and ensure that those students are staying on track to graduate.
Gotcha. And I see we do have just a few kind of these, you said, are more typical items of Just making sure we have all the council and basically advisory board in place for the use of the pool and everything,
right?
Because you have different entities using the high school for that.
Yeah, we do. We've had a long-term great relationship with the hospital and City Rec when it comes to utilizing the pool. So we're very appreciative of that. You know, we only use it so much a day, so it's great that other entities are able to be involved in using that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good resource for our community.
Yes. So,
anything else on your mind, Dr. Correll, as we go throughout a Monday?
Well, we're going to have our strategic or our achievement data, which is part of our strategic plan. We'll have an update on that, and we'll be showing how our students are progressing, especially pre-COVID, through COVID, until now. So we are seeing some good gains there, and we're going to have our assistant superintendent of learning services and a couple of our assistant principals there this evening just to walk the board through what we've seen with achievement data from this fall to spring.
No, that's great. Sounds like it should be a good one. All getting underway at 5 o'clock at the Education Center. Of course, the public being welcome to come and check it out.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
All right. I think that's it.
Okay. Good deal. Well, it's going to be a good meeting. Of course, we'll be there covering it. And if you can't attend in person, we'll make sure you're up to date on the air here tomorrow.
That's right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Craig Correll, here on the Mighty 690. A busy Monday continues. We'll be chatting with John Vest of the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. That is up next here on KGGF.